Well, that's our friend from Australia.
Friend from Australia?
Well, no, she's from Norway originally, but she's she used to live with Tim.
Oh, okay, wow. And now you met randomly on a bridge across the river.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. Just the way it goes, I think, you know, when we're on tour, just run into all these random people that you kind of totally forgot were your friends.
Den australske trioen Cut Copy ble startet av DJ'en Dan Whitford. Han bærer klærne sine I en ryggsekk. Med seg fikk han Tim Howey på bass og gitar og Mitchell Scott på trommer. De har sakene sine I trillekofferter. Og I det vi skal gå opp en trapp nede ved Akerselva I Oslo, må Tim og Mitchell løfte trillekoffertene sine. Og det her kan godt ha med manglende engelskkunnskaper å gjøre, men vet du egentlig hva en trillekoffert heter på engelsk, eller?
Modern day traveler.
Modern day traveler?
That's right, yeah. I started with one of these, and then these guys used to tease me, but now look, Mitchell the drummer has succumbed to the modern day traveler, Dan's one step away.
Let me have the sound of it.
Yeah. That's the sound of comfort right there.
So in English, it's actually called a modern day traveler?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's a funny name.
Yeah, it is. Lights and music. On my mind. Be my baby.
One more time. Eksterne kilder har I ettertid ymta frem på at det også kan hette Wheeled Upright. Men det jo bare kjedelig, og uansett nok om trillekofferter. For Cut Copy slapp nylig sitt andre album In Ghost Colors. Og som med første albumet Bright Neon Love, får man en viss følelse av 80-tall når man hører på plata. Sånn går det når man vokser opp på 80-tallet, mener Dan, som selv født I 1980.
Perhaps just because we grew up in that era, like there's a, you know, unmistakable or unescapable 80s sound to it, like we can't help it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's like an unconscious thing, you think?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely not a conscious thing to sort of... to have those sounds. I think also like something, you know, when people ask us about that, it's been, I guess, something we've sort of thought perhaps that just because we use a lot of synthesizers and the, you know, the songs are quite romantic, like that's, like those elements make it sound 80s, even though maybe it's not inspired by the 80s. You don't know what to do. There's a guy.
This record that you kind of you felt that this record is more of a complete record than the previous one.
Yeah, I mean the last one we were still learning to play together. The band had only really just sort of formed and we'd barely played any live shows, so it was very early in our development and I think it probably reflected that a little bit, like we were just trying things and perhaps not everything came off. Whereas I think this new one we'd toured for years and I think we knew a lot more about our own sort of capabilities as well as kind of what we wanted to achieve in writing and putting the record together. So I think we probably got a lot closer to what we were aiming for.
Og til slutt, etter tilfeldige møter på en trillekoffertur langs Akerselva I Oslo, finner de tre australienerne med jetlag fram til hotellet.
Thank you so much for letting me walk you home.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Thanks for the company.
Thanks for any time. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Du hører på Lydverket. Lydverket på P3.